My brethren, today we are called to contemplate the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. This mystery of our faith was revealed by Christ Himself in the New Testament. He is the one who taught His disciples that the Father and Himself and the Holy Spirit, even though they are three distinct persons, yet they are only one divinity. So this truth is clearly present in the New Testament. Yet this mystery was not absent from the Old Testament. Of course not. It was present there. And in fact, from the very first words of the Holy Scriptures. But these words remained sealed. They remained veiled until the coming of Christ. Because it was reserved to Him, it was reserved to the Lamb of God to open the seals of the Holy Scriptures, to remove the veil that covered the Old Testament in order to give to His disciples, to give to us, the full understanding of the truth. So, my brethren, I invite you now to take a look at some passages of the Old Testament, but with the light of Christ, in order to see the manifestation of the Most Holy Trinity since the creation of the world. So let us begin with the very first verse of the Scriptures. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We read, "In principio, creavit Deus celum et terram." In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. My brethren, when we read these words, we usually understand them to signify that heaven and earth were created in the beginning of time. This is what we usually take from this passage. And this is true, yet this is not all. The fact is that this interpretation alone would be insufficient. Insufficient because there is something else hiding behind these words. Something deeper. Something higher. The fact is that this beginning, in which God made heaven and earth, this beginning is more than simply a question of time. So our golden question here is, what is truly this beginning in which God made everything? And in order to answer this question, we have to appeal to the light. We have to appeal to the light of the New Testament, which will give us the key to understand this mystery. And it is the Apostle St. John who is going to reveal to us the meaning of this beginning. In the very first words of his gospel, like a new Genesis, St. John uncovers the mystery. He says, "In principio erat verbum." The beginning was the Word. The beginning was the Word. And what St. John is making here is an identification between the beginning and the Word. And this is the key to unveil the mystery. The Verbum, the Word of God, is the beginning through which He created the heaven and earth. And this Word is not something, but it is someone. The Word of God is the only begotten Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And St. John continues, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Meaning, and the Son was with God, and the Son was God. He was in the beginning with God. Everything was made through Him. And without Him, nothing of what exists was made. So we see that the Son is the beginning. As He Himself declared in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, our Lord says, Ego sum principium, I am the beginning. He said it Himself. So God created the heaven and earth, the invisible and the visible, through His only begotten Son, who is His almighty Word. We know that God spoke and everything was made. But the Son is this Word, the beginning, through which God created everything. So when we read, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, we have to understand, in the Son, God created heaven and earth. Through Him, through His Word, through His Son, God made everything. And this is what we find in the very first verse of the Holy Scriptures. As our Lord Himself declared through the mouth of the prophet in the book of Psalms, In capite libri scriptum est de me, in the head of the holy book, it is written about me. Yes, in the very first verse, we read about Him, because He is the beginning. But now, if we move down to the second verse of the Holy Scriptures, there we will find the Holy Spirit. It is written, the Spirit of God moved over the waters. The second verse of the Scriptures. Now we have to know that the entire earth was covered with water. So to say that the Spirit of God was moving over the waters means to say that He was moving over the entire creation. Like a dove that brings warmth so life can spring forth from the eggs. In the same way, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth to give life to everything. That's why He is called Dominum et Vivificantem, because He is Lord and the giver of life. In this way, everything that was created by God was created through the Son in the Holy Spirit. The creation is the work of the whole Trinity. The Son and the Holy Spirit are like the two hands of the Father by which He operates. And we can see this truth confirmed once again in the very special creation of man. It is written that God said,
Faciamus hominem ad imaginem et similitudine nostram. Let us make men according to our image and likeness. And here we see that God speaks in the plural. Let us make men according to our image and likeness. And the plural here reveals the mystery of the Holy Trinity. The Father is speaking with the Son and the Holy Spirit. And there are many more passages in the Old Testament that speak of this great mystery. But these ones, taken from the very first chapter of Genesis, should be enough. Enough for us to know that our faith in the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is not an invention of the church, is not an alteration of the truth, but it is the truth itself, as it was taught from the very beginning in the Holy Scriptures, and was finally, openly, clearly revealed to us by Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is the one who said in the Gospel, "Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And our faith in the Most Holy Trinity is the destruction of the errors of the pagans, because we confess only one divinity. And this faith is also the confusion of the perfidy of the Jews, because we confess three divine persons. This is the faith of the Church of Christ, without which no one can be saved. One God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is our faith. So, my brethren, may your whole life, may our whole life be a chant of adoration to the Most Holy Trinity, our God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.